Hakomim. Talmud Yalir and Kinoto Rishus. This is the Shita that I read for a year by some of you. Then there is another Teretz, the Mordechai Nira. The Mordechai Nira, he says like this, that the Gemara in Sanhedrin that says that Tanya, Talmud Yalir, Kim Rabbe Yalo, Elon Chen Chusudimu Pasoyis, implying Chusudimu Pasoyis, it's Mutea, has reference to the case where the Rebbe, where the Talmud, let's say, lives in one city. And that, and his Rebbe lives in another city that is more than Dimu Pasoyis away from the city where the Talmud lives. And the Rebbe doesn't come to the city of the Talmud frequently on a regular basis. He just comes on rare occasions, but not on a regular basis. So then, since the Rebbe really is not involved in that city where the Talmud lives, so mele it's not inconsistent with mele Rav to Paschal Shailas. So who should pass the Shailas? The Rebbe is not there. Who should pass the Shailas? He comes only on rare occasions. Once a year, twice a year, 10 times, even if we say several times a year, but not on a regular basis. And more in here that says, Shalei Bifonov. And the author says, Shalei Bifonov means Chutzul Gimel Pasoyes, is Potter, Avalosa, is reference to the case where the town in which the Rebbe lives is more than Gimel Pasoyes, away from the town in which the town lives. But the Rebbe comes Monday and Thursday, he comes to the town where the town lives. Monday and Thursday comes. You know, his man Chazal that was Ezra and Sakin, so Bezdin used to sit in session, you know, on Monday and Thursday. So Talmud Chachomim used to come to certain towns, to certain villages, to sit in session. So there, since the Rebbe comes to the city of the Talmud on a regular basis, every base behave, so mainly it's inconsistent in the mitzvah near Rabchot, near Shamayim, to Paschal Shailas, because after all, why should he Paschal? They are Shailas. So they'll ask the Rebbe when he comes every Monday and Thursday, he has to Paschal on Tuesday and Wednesday, he can Paschal, so he'll get the Psak, Hiroye, on Monday and Thursday. That's the Mordechai.
Who is the Mordechai?
What? Near him. And that's some of it. Yes.
According to Joseph in Sanhedrin, there is no reshus from your Rebbe.
Yeah.
Can you fasten within Gimel ourselves?
No. So no, of course not. The Tesis says.
Deraisa?
Deraisa, yeah.
So
Deraisa.
So why does the Gemara have to say?
What do you mean, why does that Gemara
have to say? Gemara in Sanhedrin, why does it have to bring the story where the Talmud was within Gimel ourselves?
The Gemara just mentions the Braise, Tani, Talmud al Yire, Kim Rabbe, Elon Kim Chutzal Gimel Pasoyis. That's all. So Tesis in Sanhedrin says that this has reference to the case of not Rishus Merabe. So Chutzal Gimel Pasoyis is allowed. But Teir Gimel Pasoyis, it's also the Braise. Even not delicious, because according to Tesis, Teirgim Pasoyis is Bizoyim. So it's not shy to say Rishus, Harav Shemocha or Bizyene, ain't Bizyene Mocha. But then, so we discussed it yesterday, so what's about the Takone, that in the Raisi it's Muter, and only Rabbon Mizosa, Beisi Shol Gozlu, that is reference to Talmud Chovah, even according to Tesis in Sanhedrin. Okay? So these are the sheets. I think that's all the sheets I know. And the other sheets. And that's more. What is that? The other sheets.
I think there's a Ben Yonah here that says that
yeah?
Bimkom means the fire.
Oh yeah? Rabbi Yehine, where Rabbi Yehine? Or Rabbi Yehine Chidush Am Yehine?
I don't know.
Look it up. I have a Chidush Am Yehine at home. Look it up. Thank you for telling me. I didn't know. It's another sheet. Okay. We have what? 5 more minutes? Okay. Oh, so, since we have 5 more minutes, we can't start the sugya of pshat. That's not for 5 minutes. But, the day before yesterday, I discussed at the end of the shiur, I went over 3 of the pieces, and I said, that I'll discuss this, and then I forgot to discuss it. I mean, the tasteless, that, so I'll make it up now. So, tasteless that fail me down. Because the other tasteless, we discussed yesterday. I mean, not inside, but we discussed it with the Shiva Sarishim. But this tasteless, we didn't discuss last week, but then for yesterday, we just went over. Tasteless, the Mora says, because the Rusei is more powerful than the Nosi. They are the shoes by the Rusei is effective for Bovel and for Artisfoil. The shoes by the Nosi is effective for Artisfoil and not effective for Bovel, for Hutzlach. Why? Because the Rusei is Shevet and the Nosi is Nechevi. So, Tesis says the Kashe, Mashma the Shevet of it. The whole Doma of the Motim Shanuago, Abom Bobla of the Soil, Tim the Man Kapinolu, Atinon Kabisai, Imer of the Tam, the Hanumil means Isabet, the Ney of the Soil Hakim at Vay, the Abira Gaz the Soil Markin, the Doma Roche, the Kremi Hakim Shlam Tiro Berabi, Abom in Afkos Momily Potter, the Leaf Pot Abom Afkos Momily Potter, the Fkabes and Hepke, Radif me Bobble, the Kashavet. שראיתי מסומדים מהקיר, ואני טיימים שמריך גילון, נסחורים, בנוסים של הסחורים מכיבס, כדאום אבי ראשון. So Tesis says, it all depends. In regard to Kviye, so then the resolution is more than the Nosi. Why is the resolution more than the Nosi? As I mentioned, the day before yesterday, that here we have a certain point in history, I mean, because many of the history books, I mean, talk about history books, old history books, Sifra Adiris, Sifra Yuchsen, they mention that the Rishgoluses and the Nisim were of the same origin. And the Rishgoluses so were brothers, so one Rishgoluses was the brother of Hillel. And then all the other Rishgoluses in Bovel were this ben of that Rishgoluses. Cheskie, that's right, the brother of Hillel, he was the ancestor in Bovel of the whole dynasty of Rishgoluses. And Cheskie was the brother of Hillel Nosri. So that means, not like Tesis, because Tesis says here that the reason is life. The Rishgoluses was more powerful than the Nosi because while both were descendants of David HaMelech, but the Rishgoluses were descendants Ben-Ben, Nashor, Mashenki, the Nisim, the Rabbi Narkodesh, I mean the Tzilal, I mean the Rabbi Narkodesh and the Hashemi, so they were descendants of David HaMelech through the women, not Ben-Ben. But according to Zabiris, Zayuchsen, I mean, I don't even remember the names. The Raivet in Sfarakabole doesn't mention it, but others won't mention it. So, in Shalshela Sakabole, I mean, all these foreign Jewish history, they say that Cheskie, who was the ancestor, the first Rishgelusim brother, and the ancestor, of the whole dynasty of Rishgoluses in Bovel, so he was the brother of Hillel HaNosi. So if he was Ben-Ben, then Hiranyakasipu was also Ben-Ben. And Jesus says the contrary. That's just an extraneous point. There's nothing to do with this. But Jesus says, in regard to Kvier, Rimon Beshebet, Nefkabes and Hefker, so Yerushaluse is more important. Because Yerushaluse is Ben-Ben. What does it mean, Ben-Ben? Some male through Yerushe, from Dobri, he was Ben Kimelach. And the Rambam Roshan is that Oshigoye Shabibovel Ben Kimelach. It's not a Meritz, it's a Din. But was it, did he have a Din of Melach? Chas v'Shalom. A Melach can only be appointed by the Znagodol and Alpinobi, the Rambam says. So how did the Roshaluse have a Din Melach? But Melech, as a matter of fact, the Rosh Hashanah says, I see on the tables in this matter the Rosh Hashanah, so you can look it up in the Rosh Hashanah. So the Rosh Hashanah says that Melech, there are two halachas. There are deen of Melech that are vested in Melech that are basically vested in the Tzibo. But Melech is the Maniga Tzibo, so he is the representative of the Tzibo, so he has the Kirchas Tzibo. And then there are many Melech that are vested in Melech, that are not vested in Tzibo. So the Rishkavuse became Melech in Indin. The Pshat is, insofar as the powers and the prerogatives of Melech per se is concerned, the Rishkavuse is not in Melech, but insofar as the powers and the prerogatives that are vested in the Melech, which basically is vested in the Tzibo, except that the Melech represents the Tzibo, represents Klal Yisrael, so the Yerushe, because of the Yerushe from David, so the Mele, he is also the Kima Tzibo. Kviye Hefkabez and Hefker, that is vested in Tzibo, Horaye, Chishmishpet Paskins, Shchonoch Paskins, Simon Beis and Chishmishpet, that Zayin Tuva Yir have the Keach of Hefka Beznevki, a sanctions that apply sanctions, and the Bekeite, Bishevet, and Bimakis, so it's most of the Tzibo. But Zayin Tuva Yir have the Keach of Tzibo, of that local Tzibo. They don't have Keach, they don't represent the whole Tzibo. In total, of Klal Yisrael, the Gomise is like the Zayin Tuva Yir of Klal Yisrael. That's why the Rambam uses the Roshim, Ben Kimelach in Indian. Because the Rambam says, it's in our mitzvahs, that the Melech is the manik of Klal Yisrael. You look it up in the mitzvah of Saint Osmulach Melech, it's late now. So he calls him the manik of the Tzibo, of Klal Yisrael. Not just, you can have a manik of a local Tzibo, Zayin Tuva Yir are the manikim of a local Tzibo of that town. So they have the keach of Hefkabez and Hefkia that apply sanctions and kviye in that town, but not in any other town. But Rishgalu says a keach kviye all over, because he is Ben King Melech, who is a Zayin Tuva Yir of Klal Yisrael, of the whole city, not just of one particular place. Nosi does not represent Klal Yisrael. But in regard to Chochmas HaTorah, it's on the contrary, because there is a halacha. Avir El Tzomach, what do you mean Avir El Tzomach? It doesn't mean just like that, you come to the soil and you breathe the air of the soil, so you cannot be a Chochmas. It's not as simple as that. So what do you mean Avir El Tzomach? Avir El Tzomach, there is a halacha. The Gabi Gidish Achidish, that Bezdin in Chutz Loretz cannot be Mikadish Chodoshi, Me'abra Shon in Chutz Loretz, only in Eretz Yisrael, because Kitzi and Tzitzi Teiro Uvar Adishem Yerushaloy. So the Rambam says, that's a Gemara. פרק א', מחזקים שחידש, הלוך החס. אין חשי מיקים חדושים ומאת ומשונים אלו בארץ ישראל, שמן אף נסיון ויסטירות בעל השם מרושלון, ואם הוא יוגודו בחוכמו, ונסמר בארץ ישראל, ויוצא לחוס לו, אז גמור המין של התריקה ברבה טיבי. So he had to go for כל ישראל, he had to go to חוץ לארץ. So he was מיד השונים מחוץ לארץ. But the team did the fear of Hashem of Shloim. So the Gemara says, because Lo Niach Kimeis, he was the good Lador, there was no Niach Yisroel left, who was this great Esra Batik. V'yim o Yodim God v'chochum Yisroel v'chochum Yisroel v'chus l'arez Lo Niach v'ar Yisroel Kimeis he Ar izim chashi v'kibay ha-chadoshim U'ma v'ashon v'chuch l'arez V'yilei alei shenase v'eretz Yisroel Odim God v'kimeis he in Zofrina, Kodumeno, Arizo, Osa, Uvea, Olave, Ochuslaret. Im Ova, Bikova, Bihida, Loosekun. Even David is not affected. In other words, if a Bezdi in Chutzloret is Miaber Shonim, or Kibia Chadoshim in Chutzloret, and there is one who is as great as that person who is in Chutzloret, so the Ebed, the Kriyus Chadoshim, is null and void, and the Roshonim is null and void, because the Mitzion takes a terror by the Shem Roshalon. But if not soil, the Chachomim are not as great, let's say, as the Godel in Chutz Loretz, then, of course, the Ebed is effective, and the Chathile, he is supposed to be the one who is the Roshonim Kirna. So the question is, what does it mean? Well, the answer is very simple. That Kibitziyan Tetz Teirot Barad Hashem Yerushalayim implies that if you have two Talmudei Chachamim who are Shovein Chochmah, one is not greater than the other. Of course, yeah, these things you don't measure with the yardstick, but there is such a thing. So, Shovein Chochmah is only approximate. So then, what in the Talmud Chochem, if you were to measure with the yardstick, so you would find out that they are Shoveh, they are the same caliber, but the fact that one Talmud Chochem, who is Shoveh to the Talmud Chochem, in Chutz Loretz, lives in Eretz Yisrael, that in itself gives him a Shem of God Lador. Because Kibitziyan takes a Seir Oud Barad Shem Roshalayim. Barad Shem Roshalayim. So that gives him a Chalei Shem Kod Lador. Even though, if you were to measure the Chochmes, you would find that approximately they are the same caliber. But our Kibitziyan needs to be considered as a Lador. But if the Talmud Chochem who is in Chutz Loretz is much greater than the Talmud Chochem in Eretz Yisrael, then we cannot say that because of Yitzhiyan Tzitzitir of Hashem Roshalayim, so the one who is Kotem Imenu becomes a God Lador. If they are both Shoveh, then the Xerzakosov of Yitzhiyan Tzitzitir of Hashem Roshalayim implies that he has his mother God Lador. As a matter of fact, when Rav Sadi Goyen had the Machlekes about a certain year, when Rosh Chodesh Nisan should be, big machlekes with Aron ben Meir, and again, in the Gaonic period, Gretz, as great as the historian he was, in regards to the Gaonic period, he was completely mixed up. Mamesh, he was, didn't know the Yinir Ismail, and it was Rav Zeid Yavetz who did so much research in the Gaonic period, and I don't know why the Atlat Jews, why did no one translated Yavetz's history? I don't understand it. Everything is being translated into English. What isn't being translated into English? I mean, Akdomus is translated so many times. Beautiful paper and everything. And Yavetz's history, which could be mashpia upon the youth today, because of the number of books in the market that were written from the point of view of Kfire, Bavishem Vitorose, So it's there is such an excess and such an inflation of such books. So the, translating Yavetz's history would really be mashpia upon you. And no one. I mean, the agency spent so much money, religious culture, not religious culture, and no one tried to translate Yavetz's history. It was Yavetz who really shed light on and ironically. But Gretz was a little crazy, you know. Yes, he was a great historian, but he was prejudiced against certain people. He was prejudiced against the Kabbalists, and he was prejudiced against other because he didn't understand the certain volume of Basra about the Sakura. So he became prejudiced against other. I mean, he was a prejudiced person. So he was prejudiced against the Baal Shem, against all the Hasidim. I mean, he was prejudiced. So he thought that Arba Meir was a Karoi. Why did he think that Arba Meir was a Karoi? Because he knew that the Rabbonim were called Rab. And here he was called without Reb Arba Meir, but Arba Meir. And this, so he said he was a Karoi. Arba Meir was one of the Chachmei Yisrael, but he had a Machlekes. And then he thought Aaron ben Osher was a Karoi. Aaron ben Osher and ben Naphtali were all Karoi. They were Chachmei Yisrael. But so then Yavetz found many manuscripts that shed light, I mean, that they were Chachmei Yisrael. Anyway, so Aaron ben Meir said in his correspondence of Rasadi Goyen, he said, assuming that you are right, but since I live in Eretz Yisrael and you live in Chutz La'aretz, so Mele Klal Yisrael has to follow my psak, not your psak, because Nitzion takes the tail of the Hashem HaRoshalayim. Okay. Last week, Aaron Paul, I was explaining case to Shite, the mayor, when she's in line with the Shite Barab of Jodi. In other words, the Rabbi of Dovid says that the Rabbi wouldn't, so even if he gives him the truth, so whatever he does, I'm with the right, the Rabbi wouldn't, he's also giving him the truth. The question is, which way do you regard to tell him if I say, so many of them say cases, other things, it's considered like the form of Thomas is considered like Israel. So Arab Shemokal is a good thing to do. But the universe, that doesn't come with Israel. That comes with the body. It's Arab Shemokal is a good thing to do. So I mentioned the Dovu and the Rambam. The Dovu says it in the Rambam. The Rambam means the Rav Shemokal is really more hopeful. The only effect the Rav Ram Sloshin is the Rav Anubek Shemokal is really more hopeful. And then he says, the Ahopi Shemokal is so hadarit. So that's the more interesting. The Rav Shemokal is so hadarit. He has to stand up and live with it. But the Rambam, from the Rambam is mashma, he has to stand up and wake him up. So Rav explains that the Rambam says it's a Rav Mitzvah. There are two mitzvahs. There is a mitzvah of mitzvah tokum, but the other thing is okay. A kovet that one has to be. So if they come with kochen, even if it's not rabbi, and then the mitzvah of meyo esher yishav rakehotiro, the rabbi is from the chachomi, so if I'm chachomi means rabbi, it's rashi says, face says, no coming, I'm sorry. So it is, so that's due only to Rabbi Mubik. To Rabbi Mubik. Yes. So, and even though the Rambam says in Sefarah Mitzvahs that even the Meire that is due to Rabbi Mubik is in final analysis included in the Mitzvah of the Seva Tokum Badav and Mezokin, and that's why we don't count them as two separate Mitzvahs. So it's included, but it's two separate mitzvahs. You can call it halokia mitzvah. everything is included in the Seder talking, but it's two separate mitzvahs. One mitzvah of kovet, of giving kovet to Talmud Chochem, even if he's not rabbi, but not meire. And then another mitzvah, meire, to give to rabbi, that the only to rabbi, not the Talmud Chochem, who is not rabbi. So meire, that when is mechila effective? Mechila is effective if it's a chiyuv, a personal chiyuv to the rabbi or to other being. If it's a non machaveira, so mechila is effective. If I borrow money from someone and the malve is meichel, so it's effective because I owe it to him. But if it is not, so meile, afshemochal kveide is kveide mochel. Because kibudav is a chiyuv not machaveira. The Gemara in Dushin says shleisha shutin bodom that non hishva kosuf kvedei shal aved kibudei shal avein kvedei shal mokin vishva kosuf meroi shal avein lemeroi shal mokin vichein bedin shari shleisha shutin bodom and Yerushalmi in Pei calls the mitzvah of kibudav. It's not the mitzvah of Mokin, it's a mitzvah of Mechavere. He owes it to him. It's a piroyim chay, shleisha shutin bodom. In regard to the sofik by the Mechasrino, because Avira is not Mechavere, so in Kikor is not Mechaper, unless he's Merat Mechavere. How about Kibudav? If somebody was a delinquent in Kibudav, so does he have to be Merat Mechavere? Otherwise, in Kippur not be mechaper, Tshuva not be mechaper, in Kippur not be mechaper or not. So the answer is yes. He'll have to be meratzi because it's a chiyuv ben adam lachaveri. So a rav shemocha al kvedi mochel, Rav Ol says in the Rambam, he says, is also a chiyuv that is due to the Rebbe. Why is it? So if you ask Bishlim Avei, is piroi and chayim, shleish shutzim ben adam. But Rabbi, what kind of Bechoyin Chayli? Well, that's what the Gemara says in Bometziye. Avi Yosoviv, Avi Yisrabi Kedemes, Mipni Shoviv, Yivir L'chayil Mazeh, Vir Rabbi Shalim Viteiro, Yivir L'chayil Mabo. So that's certainly Akora Steve, that's certainly Bechoyin Chayli. So he owes him gratitude. So it's a chiyuv to the Rab, because Lim Viteiro, and Yivir L'chayil Mabo. So it's a chiyuv, it's a bunon mechaveri chiyuv. Some mele is a bowing to be meichel. Mashein, and that's the pshat in the Gemara. Tirosi delei, the business to buy a rav shemochal, kvedi kvedi mochal, because tirosi delei. It's the pshat, tirosi delei. Tirosi delei means, in other words, according to the Rambam, so that I owe it to him, you know, because the rav, he identified himself with Torah, so maybe I owe it to the Rav, because he's identified with Torah, that's why I owe it to him. So it's a chim al chaveri, so mechil is a fact. Mashrinkin, the mitzvah of Kovet, not meir, that is due to every Talmud Chochem, the Gemara in Shpuyas calls it Esed Ikveteo. So it's not a chim al chaveri, it's a chim al mokei. The Gemara in Dushan says that we have to stand up when a sipatire passes by, somebody passes by holding a sipatire, and we have to stand up. Why? Because the sipatire talking without a mizokin, mipne lembeoim din, mipne tirats molikoshin. So according to the Rambam, that's a raya, that it's a mitzvah molokin, it's not a mitzvah molokin. In other words, if it had been in Nisim Memachaveira, so then we wouldn't learn how to take our Chayna, because it's a mitzvah that is due to Talmud Chochem. No, it's not a mitzvah. According to Rambam, it's not a mitzvah that is due to Talmud Chochem. I'm a chuyev to give Kovet HaTor. So how do you give Kovet HaTor? Kovet HaTor by standing up before the laying the Teiro, so I give Kovet HaTor. So there is no stira between the Gemara and Dushin that says Chai Vamin Knesset Torah Mekni Lomdeoim Mekni Tiraz Kolikoshkin and Gemara Makes Hai Bavloye Tipshoye die keine Kavre, Sivatoa, die keine Kamigave Rabbe. It's raised, but it's no kashe, because there is no inconsistency. It's not that the Gemara means one should not Chas v'sholem stand up before Sivatoa. Of course he has to stand up before Sivatoa. That's the Gemara in Dishon Kalachena. But he's not consistent. He stands up before a Torah, Sivatoa. And he never neglects it. Why? Because he understands he has to give Kovidat Torah. So you should understand that you cannot give Kovidat Torah without giving Kovid to the Lindy. So it's an esedic in the modern edition called it esedic material. So in other words, the Talmud Chochem is only the hefte through whom the Torah, I can be mechabed the Torah. But it's a mitzvah on the market. If somebody was there and it's there, the Torah and the is okay. So in Kippur would be mechabed with Tshuva, even if he is not, he doesn't ask mechile. Of the Talmud Torah, because it's a mitzvah. So maybe it's not shayach to say mechile. It's shayach to say mechile. If the Talmud Chochem will tell a certain Jew, well, I give you a dispensation. You don't have to put on tefillin for a number of days. So, of course, it's a joke. So, I mean, it's not a chayv that is due to him. So when is mechile effective? When it's a chayv that is an obligation that is due to him. But if it's a mitzvah mocking, and the Talmud Chochem is only the chefze, not even the gavre, the chefze through whom Kovid HaTorah can be realized, can be fulfilled, it's not shayach to be meichel. So that's why the Rambam says, Haraba muvek shemocholosme, emphasizing the tefillin mochol only in regard to the special chiyuvim that are due to the Rebbe, mitzvah the mitzvah of tesai shemotetiro, the Rabbi Islam the Chachomim. But the chiyuvim of Kovid are due to every Talmud Chochem, get not in mocking, so that's not mochol. The Afal Pisha mochal, Tzorich Lahadarei say, not as Rashi explains it, Tzorich Lahadarei say, stand up a little bit, but he has to stand up and like a muscle. That's the Rambam. That when he comes, when a Rabbah Mubek is Meichel, so then he only has to stand up a little bit, not in Lake Mosi, why not? So I said that Rashi Shite is we can see the talking about is okay. Is a mitzvah not okay? The modern Shwiz calls it Desi the Chriteiro. So Rashi Shite is not like that. Rashi Shite is that it's also a Chiv non Mechaber. Also a Chiv non Mechaber. So it's due to him. Some may learn the feelings affected. But Unkala says, the Seva Toku, the Kame, the Soba, the Raisa Toku. So the Mechaschim assumes that Unkala is Chilik and the Moin Dushin. The Moin Dushin says, Seva implies even his Okash Moshe. What is Okash Moshe? So Rashi says Roshe. Taisi says, no, Roshe not, but Namhoretz, an ignorant person. So, without a pizokin, the Gemara says, implies a kinyan of the hakim, the Talmud Chochem, unkeles, so apparent. So the Sie wird doch umwerten, die Socken, die Rissen und die Achanier, die Schenke. So unkel ist es, mit Kodom, die Sova bereiset, die Kum. Und sie hat der Rappi Sova, die Sittchal, mehr le Koch, an nur die Schenke. So ein Chaschim, Chaschim ist, der Tunkel ist, is just, is saying just the reverse of what the Gemara says in Dushi. But in other words, the Gemara says, according to the Gemara, according to the Jude, Seve has reference to Zokin Hashmoye, and Zokin has reference to Talmud Chochem. Unkel says, Kodom di sova bereise tikum, so Seva represents Seva's Chochme, Sadra pisova zikna shonim. Shonim. But it's not Mistaba, but Unkel is, we don't find any place where Unkel is Chilik and Chazal. We don't find it. But it's not in conflict with the Gemara in Dushi. The Pshat is very simple. When Unkel says, when the Gemara says, Yisrael Yehuda says, Seva Tokoma, Filozok Nashon. In other words, Seva is the same word as Zikna. Seva means age, but there are two kinds of Seva. There is Seva Schochman. Zikni Oeda, that means Seva Schochman. And there is Seva Shonik. Seva Shonik. So, the Chaschino goes so far as to assume that according to Unkeles, so any person who is 60 years old, we are mechuyev to stand up before him, because, according to Unkeles, because the Pirgodis is mentioned, Ben Shishim Lizikno, and Ben Shibim Lisebo. So according to the Gemara, that Sebo, Gazok Nashmoy is implicit in Sebo, so only 70 years old, 60 years old not, but according to Unkeles, that Zokna Shmoye, according to Unkeles, the Zokna Shmoye is implicit without of Mizokain, so even 60 years old, because it's a big Chiddush. But the answer is no, the Unkeles is not in conflict with the Gemara. True, the Gemara says, they say they're talking about Philo Zokna Shmoye, never because Sevo. Connotes both Zikna Shonim and Zikna Shochmo. So even a Filo Zokin Hashmoy, we are mechuyev to give Kobet to any Zokin, whether it's a Zokin Shonim or is a Zokin Chochmo. Any elderly person. So that means whether it's a Zokin Shonim or a Zokin Chochmo. So Mele, even a Zokin Shonim, who is an ignorant person, is an ignoramus, according to Rashi, even if he's a Roshe. So I'm a chayiv to give kavod. But then, so, when Unkel says, Mikodem disova b'raise tikum, Unkel wants to say that Yisrael Yehuda doesn't mean that Seva has reference exclusively to Seva Shmoye. Even Seva Shmoye, but primarily to Seva Shochme. So he mentions. So that means, according to Unkeles, there are two mitzvahs on the score of which one is mechuyev to stand up before the Talmud Chacham. One is without a pnizok. Without a pnizok. That's and even Yannick Chacham. Yannick Chacham. And then Seva includes even Seva Shmoy, but certainly Seva Chochme. So it's mechuyev to stand up because of Nisiva Tochum. So then you ask the question, what do I need? Superfluous? I mean, if he's mechuyev to stand up because of a doubt of Nizokin, why do the Torah have to say Nisiva Tochum? The answer is, we see from the Rambam. The Rambam says that when a Talmud Chochum comes in and he approaches, not even Rabbi, when he approaches once Dalet Ames, so everyone is mechuyev to stand up and like a Muslim. When an elderly person comes in, he's mechuyev only to stand up a little bit. So in other words, because as far as the mitzvah of Nisiva Tokum is concerned, so it doesn't imply kimo sheyesh b'yido. A little bit is also Tokum. But as far as the mitzvah of doubt of Nisokim is concerned, so it implies kimo sheyesh b'yido. So it's only melekim osim. So mele, every Talmud Chacham that took a yovid. So according to Rashi, the mitzvah without a pnizokim that is due to a Talmud Chacham only and not to a Seva Shonim. So that's a mitzvah non l'chaver. So mechila is effective. But even if the Talmud Chacham was mechon in Skotek, so it's effective only that the mitzvah without a pnizokim. That's an obligation to Talmud Chacham, but Nisei B'Tokum is certainly a mitzvah b'Nagumach. You see, according to Rashi, he's mechuyev to stand up even for a Roshi. So, Rav Lachavir is mechuyev to stand up even for a Roshi. So, Tei says, Yisraeli, he says it all, his name is my Samucho. So, any my Samucho can be a koye of Chiyubim that are due to him. So, if the Roshi, I'm not looking at him. But if it's a mitzvah to mock him, so the Torah is matri that a Jew should habituate himself in good midas. Some melee, whether he deserves it or he doesn't deserve it. Even if he's a Rosh Gomo, he doesn't deserve it. But the Jew has to accustom himself to good midas. He's mechuyev, just as he's mechuyev to put on film every day, he's mechuyev to stand up before every elderly person. Mora says, even this Ivakum, the Yerim Shiti is only Ksidim Seilom, but an Akum is either alive as in Neach Nat, but the Rambam Shiti appears to be even a pagan, even if he's even by Mitzvah Neach, even if he is a Ganef, I mean, he's even by Mitzvah Neach, Gezel. So still, he's an old man, you see an old man, even if he's a pagan, you have to stand up. It's not a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah, mocking. So, and this is not shayach to say mechile. That's why Rashi says, if a Rabba Mubech was meichel, so tzorich lahadre, and according to Rashi, tzorich lahadre means he has to stand up a little bit. Because according to the Rambam, the mechile is effective only gabi the mitzvah of the session of the rabbis lachomim. But gabi the mitzvah of doubt, it's okay not. According to Rashi, the mitzvah of Seshem Lekechot Tiro is a mitzvah l'chaveri, and the Vodat of Nizokin is also l'chaveri, so Mechil is effective. But the mitzvah in the Siva Tokum, Mechil is not effective. Let's say, suppose an old man, so I tell you, don't have to stand up for me. I don't care for my honor. So, you still have to stand up for it. Jew or non-Jew, you still have to stand up because it's a mitzvah l'chaveri, yes?
But
after the mitzvah, can
he be exempted because
what's a good mitzvah?
So,
one is
learning,
one is engaging
something else.
So, he'll be potter of amazing mitzvah, that means he's potter of all mitzvahs. He's potter of mitzvah, not mocking, and he's potter of mitzvah, not mocking. That he's potter of mitzvah, not mocking, we see that the Mishneh in Sukkah, that Shluch in mitzvah can eat Chusli Sukkah. Why? Because he's a mitzvah, not mitzvah. Sukkah is a mitzvah of mocking. That is a mitzvah is part of a mitzvah of Chaveri, we see from the Gemara in Bom Metzie, that the Shem Rabbeide, so Rabbi Yisef says in Shem HaSocho, because while he's in Tapir in the Abeide, if a noni comes and knocks at the door, he's not mechuyev to give him Zoke. So we see that is a mitzvah of a mitzvah is a tour for mitzvah of mocking and mitzvah of Chaveri. So that's Rashi Shita. So that's Rashi Shita. And we see the Tokum without of Nizok. So in other words, the machleki between the Rambam and Rashi is whether without of Nizokin is a mitzvah of Mechavir or Mokin. According to Rambam, as Rabbeinu points out, it's a mitzvah of Mokin, Kovid Atere, and the Chatamot Chochem is only the Chepetze through whom Torah, Kovid to the Torah, is realized. But according to Rashi, it's a mitzvah of Mechavir. But the mitzvah Neseva Tokum is certainly not the mock. So no mock. Now, the Shita for Rav Dovid, that was the Chiddush. The Shita for Rav Dovid and Tesis Neiravim are chelek on the Shita Saramba. As Rav will explain. The Shita Saramba means that Esa Lishem Lekach Tirol Rabbi Stam Lechachomim. So is the mitzvah of Machaveri, Rav Dovi, and Tesis Neirav Mahold, no. That's that key mitzvah of Machaveri. Why? Because Rashi says, and there's the Tereskian, your doubt of Nizokei, Izeu Hido, lo yeshe bin keine gil yister es vorof. So, in the doubt of Nizokei, we have a mitzvah of Meirah. After all, the Yeshet became a Yisrael as Dvor, that comes with the Meirah, the Gemara in Dushi. The Gemara in Dushi, Zehu Kibbut the Meirah. So Kibbut is Mepharnese, Machnise, Mitzie, what Meirah, the Yamri became a Yeshet became a Yisrael as Dvor, the Yachri as Dvor. So Rashi mentions Meire in respect to the possible doubt in Zochen, and that's the Drosha in Teras Kehanim. So the question is, why does the Gemara, why does Rabbi Akiva have to resort to a special Yalfuse of Esar Shem Ratir or Rabbi Trachonim that has reference to Rabbi, but it's already implicit in the doubt of Nizokin? So why? The answer is, now many of the Rambam doesn't discuss it, but the Rain, the Smart, and Tesves discuss two kinds of Rabbi, Rabbi Nubek and Rabbi Sheinimov. The Rambam doesn't mention Rabbi Sheinimov. What's the Shittas Rambam in regard to Rabbi Sheinimov? Rabbi Sheinimov means the Rabbi from whom he didn't learn Reif Chochmas. The Rambam doesn't discuss, but other Sheinim do discuss. So in other words, so Rabbi Sheinimov, there are also special Chiyuvim. Over and above the Chiyuvim of Kovet that are due to a Talmud Chochem who is not Rabbi in any way. You see, there is a Chiyuv of Kovet to any Talmud Chochem, even if he's not Rabbi. Talmud Chachomim Shebibovel, Eindim Zebif Nizeh. They were not Talmudim of each other, but still they give Kovet because they were Talmud Chachomim. But Rabbi Sheinimovek, there are certain Chiyuvim that are over and above the Chiyuvim that are due to Talmud Chochem who is not his Rebbe altogether. So, according to Rabbi David, and that's probably the Shite of the Yireim, because the Yireim says that there is a mitzvah of Meire to a Rabbi Sheinimovek also, but there is more Meire to a Rabbi Movek. Rabbi Movek, there is a mitzvah of Meir Rabcho, Meir Shamayim, but Rabbi Sheinimovek, Meir Rabcho, but not Meir Shamayim. In other words, we have a chiyuv of Meir Ligabi Olvimi also, but the Gemara doesn't say. Meiro obi dimi kmiro kishva kosu miroi shalavein miroi shalmoti. That means it is just as important to have meire for obi dimi as to have meire for the Rebbeinu Shalom. Chassi sholem, not that you have to meiro avicho ki meiro shamai. The Gemara doesn't say. So meile, the shita for Rabbi David and Tesfes Meirev and Yireim Shittis, there are two mitzvahs of Meire. One mitzvah of Meire is the Meire that is implicit in Hodart of Nizok. So that's due to Yireb, but not after Rabbi Movek, even Rabbi Sheinimovek. A regular Talmud Chochem, who is not his Rebbe, not even a Rabbi Sheinimovek, I only have to give Kovet, not Meire. But this is Meire. But this Meire is the same Meire that is due to the Vimek. So the Gemara says, is there a Meire? Yamim kim yeshim kim yisar zvor, achiyaz zvor. Respect Yiras HaKovet. But Rabbi Nubek, it's not just Yiras HaKovet, it's Yiras HaRemimus, because it's this Rabbi from the Posik, Esar Shem Kehachatiro. So that's why Shimon HaMeseini was afraid. Why was he afraid? Why was Shimon afraid to be marbe Yiras HaKovet for a Rebbe? Doesn't the Torah say Ishimi Bokhtiro? So the Torah wasn't afraid to say Ishimi Bokhtiro. And Kishva Akosu Miroi Shalabein Le Miroi Shalmokin. So why was Shimon HaMeseini afraid? The answer is, insofar as Yiras HaKovet, by all the maker is a theme of Yiras HaKovet. But not Yiras HaRemus. Yiras HaRemus means, as the Rambam explains it, that when he thinks of the Rebbeinu Shalom, he's nirta miacherov because of his own inferiority. There is no such fear in the body. The fear that his son has to be nirta miacherov whenever he thinks of his mother. No such aloch. But the Rabbi, there is a fear of Yiras HaRemus, not just Yiras HaKovet. Because Yiras HaKovet is an external thing. The least creation. father and mother to the Mahara Hashino. But the Rabbi Mubi Gimore says, Hamehare Racharabi to Mahara Hashino. That's not Tiras HaKovet. Tiras HaKovet is an external thing. To criticize him openly, of course, it's inconsistent of Shino Lord Jerome. But to be critical of his father and mother in one's heart, no, he said. Of course, if it's not justified, so it's not a nice thing to be critical on the basis of prejudice against anybody, against the father and mother. But if it's the basis, so then there is no Isaiah. Oh, what is that? No, I don't even have Shalom Sine. I'm critical in Sine. I can be critical of a person in my heart and I can love him more than myself. What is one thing to do with the other? Let's say, his father sometimes is critical in his heart of his child. So does he hate the child? He'll give up his life for the child. So Ligabe Rabbi, there is a lochet of Jiras Oremimus. That's why Shimon HaMaseini was afraid to be marveled. Jiras Oremimus is an internal thing. It's not an external thing. It's an internal thing. Niotam Acheo, he feels his inferiority vis-a-vis the Rabbi Mube. So that is only by Rabbi Mube. And that is not included in the doubt of Mizor. But Rabbi Sheni Mube, there is no chiyuv of Jiras Oremimus that is this Rabbi from Messrs. Kehotiro, but there is a chiyuv of Meiret like towards Abein that is implicit in the doubt of Mizorkin. So the Shita of Rabbi Dobi Meirat means that the special mitzvah of Meirat, the mitzvah of Meirat that is implicit in the doubt of Mizokin, like Meirat to Abein, that is the mitzvah of Haveret. But the special mitzvah of Meirat of Jiras Oremimus that one owes to Rabbi Mubek, that is dafkin no more. Because Chassid Sholem, I mean, how can we say no more Haveret Jiras Oremimus? Not the mocking, so it's not inconsistent with your race on the Kahal. But Ron Mohaveri, it might be, I mean, according to the Arab Dovid and the case of Sneer of Hashita. So, Mela, that's why Arab Dovid, the Sneer of says that the Rabbi Mube, he gave him the shoes and even Chutz of Gimel Barsois, which certainly does not come with the Bizoy in Arab, so ain't really the mocking. Why? Because that needs to be not mocking. But Rabbi Sheni Mube, so there it's only implicit in the doubt of Mizokin, that needs to be not mocking, like Rashi, not like the Rambam Shite. So Mele, you feel it effect. All right, that was the gist of the Shiur in Westwood. So I repeated it because I wanted to make it clear. Now, all right, up to the Gemara now. Gup, Omar Shmuel, Shnaim Shedonu Dineim Din, Elo Shenikra Bez Nechosu, Yosef Rab Nachman, Vikom Alo Shmaiz, Eis Verobel Rab Nachman, Afu Shnaim Izakim U Shnaim Echaibu, Vecho Dineim Yideya, Yosifu Adayoni. So two say Chayv, two say Zakai. One says any idea. So you see for Ayoni. But if Shnaim Shedonu is also the name Din, so he said that Shnaim Shedonu is named Din, Lehebe, Shnaim Shedonu. So why is it Gorua, the Shnaim Shedonu? So the Mora says, Shana Hosom, in Korat, cited the Tlote, you see. Hoche Lava died Tlote, you see. In other words, if at the very outset, when they meet and they sit in session. So there are three, but then there is a disagreement, and two say Chayev, one says Zakai, or vice versa. Two say Zakai, and once his Chayev Shachrabn Latis implies that the Miut, after hearing, after presenting his arguments, and after hearing that the Rav Dayoni rejected, and we tell him why they rejected, so then they are mechuyev to mevatel that day. They're not mechuyev to mevatel that day. They don't work, but they are mechuyev to mevatel that day in respect to this case, to this din Torah. Only like Beis Nagodl, so the aloha is, so once the Zokin presented his arguments and the Svores and the Beis Nagodl heard it and rejected it and told him why they rejected, then he's mechuyev to mevatel his day leilon boed. But in regard to any other business, so they are mechuyev to mevatel the day in respect to this specific din Torah. Then there'll be tomorrow another din Torah, they can again revert back to their opinion. But in respect to this specific din Torah, they are mechuyev to mevatel the day. So maybe we need this command to ask it. So Mele, we really have in effect a unanimous decision with Chusol. So I said it many times. So if this is how Rav Chaim explains the tasteless overcoming. So Tase says there is not just a question of Rav, of pure Rav. Miut Kimandalese, that means because there is a chiyuv and the miut to be mevatel b'deyeh, to succumb to the dasrov in respect to this litigation. Some mele, it's not just bureau of law, it's unanimous. Masheinke, so when is there a chiyuv to mevatel b'deyeh? If the miut says something, the rov says chaye, the miut says zakai. The rov says zakai, the miut says chaye. He's not reading about the day. But suppose the mute says any day, then it's not fair to sing about the day or watching about the day. I do know. I mean, he doesn't know. How can he be about the day? When he says he has an opinion and it's in conflict with the opinion of the Rav, so he's not free to succumb and to be about his day, to the day. But if he doesn't know, it's not fair to say, I'm about my day. Some melee, we don't have a decision by Beis Nofri, yes.
What's the gather of Mevatel Dedea? Mevatel Dedea means that you don't
Mevatel Dedea doesn't just mean I accept your psak. It doesn't have to be a dying to accept the psak. So anybody, but if he's dying and he's Masadmati, Yadda Dayoni, then Mevatel Dedea means he's Mevatel Dedea and he says, I Mevatel my day and I agree with you in regard to this intellect. That's the Allah. So that's only Shayach if he has an opinion.
So if he doesn't have an opinion, so he can agree with them also?
So he's not even considered. So he's not of the best. If he doesn't have an opinion...
Why? It's better that he has the opposite opinion than he doesn't have
an
opinion.
It's better. Why? That's the Dinah. So he has to rebuttal his opinion. But if he doesn't know, he has no opinion, then he's not a member of the bed. He sat there all right, so he didn't waste his time. He heard what the other one said. But he's not considered as a participant in the debate. That's what the Gemara means. Eisver, Rav Shimon, Ben Gamliel Eimer, Eisver, Rav Shimon Gamliel Eimer, Hadin Bishleisho, Pshora Bishnai, Yofi Koyach, Pshora Mekeya Hadin, Sheshnayim Shedonu, Validin Yechol Arzuben, Ushnayim Shosu Pshora, Eim Validin Yechin Arzuben. Eim Adin Yechin Arzuben. So Rashi says, Nein, schon so gesorge, in der Dinge von Lausden, schau dem Israzu, der Alpinos, die Chiteime, so in other words, so we see, that she schnein, she donu, bei den Dinge von Lausden, so in die Nehmdi, Sie kassen sich gern Schmuel. Für heute in der Sonnenröpfchen Gamlea, wo der Rabbon Achille kennt Schmuel, passt nicht lang Rabbon. Für heute mit Liga Rabbon Achille, Rabbon Gamlea, wie Omar Babuye, schneien sie Donner wie die drei Hattel in die Nähe im Dien. So die Mora says, Gavra, Gavra, Korone, ist Rababuye, Hofla, Dett, wo Schmuel ist Heile. Gavra, Babuye, hat Schmuel, Schmuel, so war Pflege Rabbon Achille. Der Rapschimen, der Gamlea. Gufe, Oma Rababue, Schneim, Schedonul, din Momenes, Lidibri Hakel, in din Eim Din. Eis Rababel Rababue, Donas hat din Zike, Zachaye, Vechir, Zachai, Tine, Zatoye, Tire, Zatomei, Masho, Oso, Oso, Mishal, Mibesei. So, Tine, Zatoye, that's his head. But Donas hat din Zike, Zachaye, Vechir, Zachai. So, that's din, and it's Losh Yochi, doesn't say Donres Adin. It says Donres Adin. So it means Ibn Echot. So, the Meir is so it's a Kasha against Rababuye. Rababuye says, Shnaim Shedonu, the Nemon is Lavin, the Al-Haskamu Echot Shedon, the Nemon is certainly Ein Bnei Adin. And here it says that even if he made a mistake, so much also, but he's Mechuyev to pay in Sad Mazik, in Sad Dami, Mishal Nebeis, it's a Kasha against Rababuye. Ochen Maaskinon di Kabli Allah. In other words, when it says, Donas Adin, Mash Osu Osu, when the only Kabla. Di Ochen Maaskinon di Kabla. So, what kind of a mazik is? So, di Om Yisrat. Di Ochen Maaskinon di Kabla. Di Ochen Maaskinon di Kabla. So, but if you make a mistake, they're not the Kabla. But Din is a din, since the Omekabel, so then the din is a din. Even though they made a mistake, but the magic is, because he didn't give them permission to make a mistake. El Rashi. Donas adin bin mumchalek l'neima, ni tonesevi bin mumchalebezi, donas adin yechide mashman slosh yochid, umshal nukeris impirten el kamen meikelo, שנוסה בנוסה מיד, ניתן מה שאוסו אוסו, על מדינה דינה דילוי דינה לידע, דין תאירו, יחידים דיתו אליו דין תאיר אדון. Now, the Gemara says that when the Gemara, when the Gemara says, that when did the same Shalom Bey say, it was the guy who was Nisi, the Nisi Miyad. In other words, there was a Dito, who they claimed was to be $1,000 from Shimon, and then the guy passed him that Shimon has to pay $1,000, and then it turned out that he made a mistake. He wasn't Mechuyev to pay to Ruvay $1,000. So the din is a din, but he has to pay. He has to pay. So the cash. The Gemara applies it to a case where the Dayan took the $1,000, he collected the $1,000 from Shimon and gave it to Reuven. And he gave it to Reuven because otherwise, so what does it mean? Make sure you know something, yeah, that's one of the Tawuts in the Gemara. The Tone Mashos also, Alma Dine Dine, Diloy Dine, is Leda. So what's it? Why do we have to say, you know something, yeah, it's Mashos also, maybe. Just by his fiat, I mean by saying chayevato, some mele is also dinedin. The answer is, even if we say dinedin, but the dayan can reverse the judgment. Dinedin means, ein dinedin means the bezdin doesn't even have to reverse the judgment. It's null and void. It's null and void, let's say, one man domas makes a distinction between Tobi Bamishne and Tobi Shikladas. So Tobi Bamishne is Dinedin. Tobi Shikladas is Dinedin, he has to pay. So what does it mean? Because Tobi Bamishne, the Din is no Din. We don't even have to have recourse to a reversal of the judgment. It's null and void. Mashenchi, Tobi Shikladas, even though there's a mistake. But the din is a din, but it's, it, It can be known, it can be reversed. So Mele, if it's not Noso Benosum Liyad, so then why do we say Masha Oso Oso Mishale, let the Dayan reverse the judgment, then you won't have to pay. But Noso Benosum Liyad, then the Dayan cannot reverse the judgment. You already executed it. You see, if it's not Noso Benosum Liyad, so in other words, it wasn't executed by the Dayan. So Mele can still reverse the judgment, but it's not yet, so it was fully executed. So then the dying is not mechuyev and he cannot even do what he did. It was already done, executed completely. So this is what Rashi mentioned in Nimrod. Dintero v'chim dito, love dintero. Now, omele rav safre le rav abe, dito b'mai, ilayim edito b'dam b'shne, from Rav Sheishes, Omar Rabame, Omar Rabase, so then Rabase, right. Omar Rabase, Tobi Vamishne Cheze, because then it's null and void. El di Tobi Shikladas, Heche Tome Bishikladas, Omar Rapope, di den Kreitan Oil, Kreyan Oil, de Fliege Adode, de Leit, Mariuchas, Eloikima, Beloikima, di Sugen Daume, Alibi Chadmenaye, goes we the other kingdom, Haine Shikladas. That is Shikladas. Now, it's mentioned by all Rishayim that today, if somebody makes a mistake in a Rishon, or even as the Poskim say, even let's say in Taz, in Shach, and everything, he's also talking about Rishon. Bisman Chazal, before Sin is a Talmud, so Tod Ba Mishneh meant just he didn't know a Mishneh. But today, that is, after Sin is a Talmud, and Torah Shebal Peh is written, and in Sforim, and everything, so everything that is mentioned in Poskim is considered Tod Ba Mishneh, unless it is something, a controversial question, and there is, can say one way or the other way, it's not mentioned explicitly by the Gamor, by the Shah, by the Taz, not even by the Chmi Godin, and then he made a mistake. So that's considered Tobi Shiklada. Leime Kitanoi, Bitsua Bishleish, in other words, whether Shnaim Shedonu the name D. And Thesis points out, it doesn't mean that the Shnaim Shedon, even Echot Shedon, according to Shmuel, so even Echot Shedon is named. So why does Shmuel say Shnaim Shedon is named in? To advise us that even Shnaim is the best Nochotzit. But as far as the Din being valid, the Eved is concerned, so even Echot Shedon is the name. So let me get annoyed. Bitsua. Bitsua means pshor, compromise. Bishleish. Diver Rameya. The Chachomim Eimrim. Pshor Abiyachit. So that's the machlekes that Anoyim is in regard to pshor. Not in regard to the Torah Mamesh. So how does the Gemara say that that's the machlekes? The same machlekes is between Shmuel and Rav Avuhir. Shmuel and Rav Avuhir Achilik in regard to the Torah. And the Rebbe and the Chachonim Achili can be out of Pshore. So Brua Likul Alme Makshinum Pshore Ledin. So the Gemara assumes that Pshore and the Torah is the same thing. Makshinum Pshore Ledin. My love, Hoke Mivrika. Imar Sovadim Bishleisho, Umar Sovadim Bishnai. Loi, the Kul Alme Din Bishleisho, the Hoke Hoke Mivrika. The mouse of a machine and psholidin. Everybody can agree with Rababuye that Shnaim Shedonu ain't the name by Din. But the Machlekes and even the Chachomim will agree with Rababuye that Shnaim Shedonu is ain't the name Din. But Chachomim say Pshore does not have the same Din as Din Torah. and it can be biyachid also. But Rav Meir says that Pshora has the same din as din Torah, just the shnaim shedono in the name din. So Pshora also requires shleisha. Okay. Yes.
So
as Saint Sotesis points out, Shnaim and Yochi is the same thing.
No, but why did the Gemara switch?
What?
Why did the Gemara switch?
So then the Gemara at the end says, Mando Matreach Lchad Namen. Weil die Komma 3 Kirche Gleber Lissade, aber die sei nach. Sei nach. So when you say Schneim, you also meant Jochi. But in order to have Eides. Yeah, the same thing. That's what the Teisver says. It's the same thing, Schneim.
The Gemara says later on that in order to have Eides.
Yeah.
That also applies.
That's right. That's an Eisteivet, I mean. It's not a Yidin Mikim Adavol. Mominez does not require a Yidin Mikim Adavol. Even the Ksesu says it requires, so he says, but since he does Baldin's Canadian Dome, so there is a Yidin Mikim Adavol, but he doesn't require a Yidin Mamech. So it's only as an Eitzet Eivet. All right. Loi di kula hama din bishlei shevoha boka miflege. Imar sova makshinim pshore din, imar sova makshinim pshore din. Leime tlote tanoye bipshore, that we have three tanoye. So the Gemara at first thought that there are really three shittas. The Mar Sova Bishleisho, that's Chameya, Bitsua Bishleisho. Umar Sova Bishnaim, Vechachomi, and then Umar Sova Biyochi, Omar. Rabache breit rabike vitim rabine vashalme imam de oma trei apil chad name vay di koma trei keiche glebo lisat. Alright, the Rashi. Bidvar mishne she mishne mfereshe she tobo. Chiz em arzros adin vimishal me beisei. Dechim nidol mforeshu ein dine din. Visu gedal meil ur dine kchaminaye voz liu volat kidoch. Hilkar din lehodo, vichim lo yitma ilkas loy kima, abo loy kima, hai baldini nokat li boi li shlume dom li paskis li zinoye, umi u yi u boi shlume kim di sugin dao me kidoch, lei me ket anoye od amunu di shmur rabo e plige, bitzu ap shore, sovu rabo na meroyet ne a ishi ve u boi lmei mam hoche, di shmur rabo e plige, di kul alme rabo na merab meyea. So, whole can agree with Rababuye, that the Nidin Torah Shnaim Shadon Ein Din Yadin, but the Mach Shaili is where the Makshin and Pshor of the Din, the Chsif Mishpet Tzdoko, Vamrin Ali Kamon Dizeu Bitzua, Al Medi Ish Kesel Mishpot. Tlot et Anoye, Pligi Pshor, Reb Meir Sova Bishleisho, Reb Shim Gamlil Sova Lil Bishnaim, the Rabbonim Pligi Ad Reb Meir Sova Yochi, Mando Matrei Apil Bechad Mirsha, the Chim Dili Makshin Ali, Lidin Mali Trei, Mali Chad. Now, yes,
the guy has to pay. I don't understand, why does the guy have to pay?
The diet.
I mean,
why you calling him the guy?
It's the diet. Still, the din is good.
What?
The din is still good, but yeah. The guy still has to pay.
Yes, so Rashi explained it. I should have explained it more in detail. You're right. Now let's go over the Rashi again. Hilo dinik chamnai, boz liu viobat yidoch, hil kardine ilo yodo. It's irrevocable. Bechim deloitma hilchas aloikima aboloikima hai baldin dinokat loiboye shlume. Baldin dinokat means the seveya, the one, let's say, who has the money, who collected according to the judgment of the best of the dying. Loiboye lishen domale paskas al dinoye. Umi uboye shlume kim disuge daome ki idoch. In other words, well, how does the Gemara explain? Tobish God asks. Tobishkodas, the Gemara doesn't explain it just on the basis of Svore. In other words, if there is a Machlekes Rishen, you always find the Machlekes Rishen. even in Machleket Hashem. And then, but the Minag Eilam doesn't mean Minag Eilam, I mean just of laymen, it means the Minag of Dayonim. The practice, the precedent is to Paskin like the Rishenim, let's say Machleket Hashem right. In the child is in Machleket Hashem right. So according to the Rambam, the Nitva has to pay $1,000. According to the Raive, he doesn't have to pay $1,000. And the Minag Eilam, that means the president, by the Yonim is, by Botigin, is to pass like the Raive, that he's Potter. But this Dayan didn't know that this is the established president, so he passed him, he's Chayev. So Mele, so we say, Dinidin, before we mentioned that Dinidin, even when Dine is able, even if we say Dinidin, but he still is able, that the Dayan is able to reverse the judgment. After all, he realizes he made a mistake, why shouldn't he be able to reverse the judgment? By Nifoshes, we have this special Zeros HaKosov, that he best in passing to his holes. And then the Sanhedrin realized he made a mistake. No, Kibitzadik al Ta'arei. So then they are not mechuyev, they are not allowed to reverse the judgment and to convict him. In other words, what is called, in legal terms, in the Constitution, double jeopardy. That's it in a Torah. I mean, Minayim liyetzim ibezdin zakai. Shein tov. That they are not allowed to be chayzeya. So shenema v'noki v'tzadik altare, v'noki altare. Noki means, shenema v'tzadik altare, not noki, tzadik. Tzadik means bidin. V'zdiko es ha-tzadik v'yoshio es ha-roshim. So tzadik altare, even though objectively, on an ideal level, Papishmai is galye, that he should be chayev. But Bidin was, he was a tzaddik, tzaddik al tag. There's no such thing as double jeopardy. So that's in the fascist. But in the moment, there is no isa for a Besdin to reverse the judgment. So the Besdin should be at liberty to reverse the judgment. So why do we say that Dinidin, the dine has to pay? So dine should, has a dine, why should I pay? Okay, my din is a din. But I'm entitled, after all, I realize I made a mistake, so I want to reverse my judgment. It's not in the process that there is an issue against reversing the judgment. So, and even by the process, the issue is to reverse the judgment, but not lishus. So then, on the counter is mechuyev to reverse by the process. There is no issue, but in the moment is to reverse the judgment. So that's the kasha that Rashi raises. So why does Dayan have to pay Mibese? Why does the Dayan have to pay Mibese? In other words, so we said, Nosav Nosav Yad. The Gemara says, so what did with Nosav Yad? It was fully executed. So why can't it be undone? It was fully executed. So in other words, Shimon already collected $1,000 from Moshe. And the Dayan did it be a day, he gave it to him. He took it from, collected it from Reuven and gave it to Shimon. So what? So he can still undo it, what he did. So Rashi says, because since it's a toil v'shikladas, so it's told in the machlekes between the Rambam and the Raive, for the minute the precedent in the Botidin is like the Raive. So that other Bavim Shimon can say, how do I know that the Raivad is right? Maybe the Rambam is right. The Rambam was also not in God. All right, the Minik of Bodidin is like the Raivad. But I'm not going, you cannot take away the money that you gave me already. I am the Mosek. Just because the Minik of Bodidin is to Paskin like the Raivet, but that is not a Hechach. That does not prove conclusively that the Raivet is right. Maybe the Rambam is right in the same way as Shmuel says in Hilchim Momen Acharon. So the Marik says we don't go Momen, we can't be made to Momen on the basis of Rav Poskim. Misaveta, yes. Why? Because the Baldin from whom Bezni rightly made, he can say, Svirali Kianu Poskim. He's a big goyen, I mean, he's really, it means you're going to rely on Rav Poskim. So that you cannot do unless you have conclusive proof. So here too, he can say, if it's lo inosam v'nosam liyad, just the dying just passed, you have to pay $1,000 to Shimon. So then half an hour later, you realize you made a mistake. So then we say, it's not mechuyev to mishalom. Why not? So the Gemara Nechad and the Momen is, because the Dayan, the same Dayan can reverse his judgment. And as long as it wasn't executed, so Shimon has no time, as Shimon cannot say, well, you already passed him, so what? I passed him. But now I realize I made a mistake. But if it was fully executed by the Dayan, and the Dayan already collected $1,000 from Ruvain and gave it to Shimon, now the dying will reverse the judgment and say to Shimon, listen, $1,000 I gave you, I collected, give it back to me, I'll give it back to Ruvain. So Shimon can say, listen, why should it? You want to be lazy from me? Why? You say you made a mistake. How do you know you made a mistake? Because the Min HaGoelam is like the Rambam. He's like the Ravid. How do I know that the Ravid is right? Maybe the Rambam is right. In the same way as we say in Hilchim Momen Acharon. That's the Pshat Rashi. No, because he was a Pishaya. He should have learned. That's malpractice. He was negligent. Why didn't you know that the minute of the Batidin is the part? He can tie it, but it won't help him. He can tie everything in the world. He's still negligent, he's still a Pishaya. So he's Mokhriya. Why don't you understand it? I mean, I think it's very reasonable. What?
What is the fact that he's a Pishaya? Why should that prevent him from finding, I want to go after the meal?
If he's a Pishaya, so he's a Mazik. He's not an Onus.
Why is he a Mazik?
The Baldi, what?
Why is he a Mazik?
He passed him. No. But he knows now. If he knew that the minute body did, is like the Ravid, he wouldn't have passed him that way, but he never didn't know. So he's a Pesheya. Why didn't he know? He should have learned more. He should have been more zealous, more diligent, more scrupulous, so he would have known. So he's a Pesheya.
Let's say the Darwin did know that the road went like the Ravid, but he still wants
to... It all depends. If the Darwin is coming for him, and he has his own achoy, like the Rambam, so the only dino machine of race, then no one can tell him, oh, listen, you are making a mistake. Listen, after all, the Ravid was much bigger than you, because the only dino machine of race. So let's say we find sometimes certain poskim by the Shagasarye who had the courage to be machriya in the machlekes Rashani. And neged most Rishonim also sometimes. So if the Dayan is not an Gadol and he has his own conviction, so then he can pass on the basis of his own conviction and our race. But if the Dayan doesn't have his own opinion, but he just tosses a coin, you know, heads, Rambam, tails, Ravid, then Nachnami is a Mazik, he's not free to pay. Alright, so that's the pshat in the rush. I really should have stopped to explain it, but you know, I was in a rush to cover more ground. Alright. Bitzua lemikta noe hoda amrim and yishmuel v'rava buye plige. Bitzua pshore sabru rabona moroi v'na yeshivu boi l'meinu hochad and yishmuel v'rava buye plige. Dikula alme rabona v'rav meya. Makshinam pshore l'din. Dikhsid mishpot u'tzdoko. V'amrim l'kamon d'izeu bitzua. Alme d'ishkas l'mishpot. So Mele, the Rameya says, that Pshore also requires Pshore also requires Shleishim. Pshore also requires Shleishim. Now, you can ask Kikashi. Gemara says in the Maskone Hilchas of Pshore what does Kiyan mean? Kiyan Suda. What does Kiyan Suda mean? Let's say there is a Dintor between Ruben and Kiyan. Ruben claims Ruben is the plaintiff. And he's the Bay $1,000 from Shimon. Shimon is the defendant, he's the Nitva. So, they make it Kiyan. So, in other words, the dying takes the handkerchief and he gives the handkerchief to Ruben. Ruben is the Tabea. And he gives the handkerchief to Ruben and he gives the handkerchief to Shimon. When he gives the handkerchief to Ruben, what does it mean? So it means he is the Tabea. So he wants $1,000. But the Daim doesn't know yet what the Dinator is. He hasn't heard the Taimus. He doesn't know anything. But so he's Mikabu Kinyan from Ruben, from the Tabea, that you agree to Ipshor. Ipshor means a company. What does Ipshor mean? Compromise. It's not a compromise of communistic justice, you know. So Pshore has to be Pesher Akor Avidin. That's what Pshore means. Let's say, suppose after the Shakur Italia, after hearing the ages and hearing the times, so the Dayonim come to the conclusion that Al Pidin Tor, so Ruben is hired to pay to Shimon $1,000. Shimon is a multi-millionaire, and Ruben is a poor man, he struggles, you know, it will be a great hardship, and Ruben to pay $1,000. So, Mitzadim Torah, so he merach from Bedin, so it doesn't make any difference whether the Tevea is a poor man and the Nitva millionaire, or vice versa, it doesn't make any difference, Din is Din. But if he makes it sure, so then the Dayan, in his own discretion, reserves for himself the right that even if it appears, after the Kabbalah Seder, and after hearing all the times, and after the Shakur Italia, so it will appear that Al Pidin Teirel, so Ruben has to pay $1,000, but because of the special circumstances, because Shimon is a rich man and Ruben is a poor man, so he'll agree to a pshore of $500. That's called pshore korabedin. I mean, in other words, but pshore korabedin doesn't mean that if it appears, according to the Torah, that Ruben is chayav to pay $1,000, and then the Yom Kippur Kinyan, so then we'll pass and you pay $100,000. Yom Kippur Kinyan, that wouldn't be pshore korabedin. So in other words, Pshore Kol Adin means that it will not be in conformity to the Din Torah, but because he was the Kabbal Kinyan, but it will be Kol Adin. So if according to the Din Torah, the ruling has to be, the judgment has to be, a ruling has to pay $1,000, but because of the peculiar circumstances of the case, a ruling is a poor man, and Shimon is not a poor man, so maybe it would be fair to mechayev in $500, maybe even $400, maybe even $100. Sometimes, because of the peculiar circumstances of the case, so it might appear fair to the Dayonim that he shouldn't pay anything. He's a poor man, he's a pauper, and he's a multimillionaire. So that depends, he leaves it to the discretion of the best. So, but how can he do it? The competent theory is not who you have to pay. $1,000, so he's a gazlan. So Ruben is a gazlan, the answer is he's not a gazlan. Since he was Mikabu Kinyan from Shimon, so true, according in the ultimately it turns out that Shimon is entitled to collect $1,000, but since he took the handkerchief, so he was meichel on $500. He was meichel on $500. So it's mechile. And the part of the veya is mechile. And the kabbalistic of the nitva is, on the contrary, that is chayvus. Because suppose it turns out, after hearing all the kindness of the being, Kavoedus, so it turns out that he really doesn't owe him anything. He really doesn't owe anything. Because it was a case of Gomer bin Zotten, but he was very damaged. The Tevea was very damaged, he was hurt, and the Tevea is a poor man, and the Tevea is a poor man, some male, and the Nitva, on the contrary, the Nitva wasn't really damaged so much, but on the word Leilom, some male is hired. No, I can't. Suppose it turns out that according to the Torah, he doesn't have to pay anything for whatever reason. But because of the peculiar circumstances of the case, so he should pay something. The Nitva should pay something. Because the Tevea is a poor man. So then the Bezdin makes it sure and tells him he should pay $100. So then, how is it? But, so it's Gezel. The answer is, since he was Mekabel Kinyan, so it's his chayes. So whenever the Bezdin is Mekabel Kinyan, come the Tevea and the Nitva, so the Kabbalah's Kinyan with the Nitva means the Tiv Mifal Pedin. If Mifal Pedin is not chayes, but if in the discretion of the Bezdin it will seem fair that he should pay a little bit, so maybe he is hired himself. So, and the Kabbalah's Kinyan with the Nitva means Kabbalah's Kinyan for his chayes, and Kabbalah's Kinyan for the Tevea means Kabbalah's Kinyan for Mechim. Anyway, the Gemara says that Hilchas Epshoret Zerach Kinyan. So the question arises, if Pshor is Kinyan, so Kinyan means that there is Mechile on the part of the Tevea, and there is Ischaives on the part of the Nitva, even if Alpidin is not Chayev. But if in the discretion of Bezdin it seems fair and right under the peculiar circumstances of the case that he should pay something, so he's Mechile himself. So why do we learn out from Din Torah? After all, it's Kabbalah's Kinyan, so one can be Mekabel Kinyan, Mishchayev b'meichol, and on any condition, one second, one can be Mekabel Kinyan and say, if it will rain incessantly tomorrow for 10 hours, then I'll give you $500. So, is Mechayev to pay? So here, the only Mekabel Kinyan, so whatever the Bezdin says, he was mischayev himself or his meichel. So why shouldn't it require shleisha? You cannot be mischayev yourself to one with Kabbalah's Kinyan. You need three dapke. So what's the pshat? So we see from this, Gemara and from so many other Gemara, since the Baposhet, even without fighting Gemara, the pshore doesn't mean it is just, you know, a schayves and mechile, you know, a voluntary agreement. So it can be on any terms. Pshore is also a halishem bitor. But there is a bitor that the psak is based upon strict justice and rachim b'din. And there is a bitor that can be passed on the basis of tmimus shelosadin. As a matter of fact, Rashi, Vosisa, Yoshavatei. So Rashi says, Zupshore, the Mithnish Osadim, that's the Gemore in Bomitzie, Nasir Hasaini, Rabbi Vachone engaged carriers to carry certain masses, Chopius Yain. And then the carriers, so not only didn't they do the job, they broke the wine. So then the Balabais, when he the carriers, called the carriers to Din Torah. So and he wanted he should pay for the wine, and what did the carrier say? No, we are poor people. We are not at fault. What do we do? It was the barrels of wine was too heavy a load, so he broke it. So what do we do? So that was their time. And then they said, the end of the period is Asichas Um. So, and they even demanded that she get paid for the work. You know, they worked 10 hours, they should get paid. So, Rabbi Vachone passed that they don't have to pay for the wine. They don't have to pay for the wine. And in addition, the Balabais has to pay them for the work. So, and then when he heard, so he became very irritated that he has to pay them for the work too. Roy died, that he doesn't get paid for the wine, he has to pay them for it. So he says, so of course that was Litmini Shor Sadin. So it's also Din Torah. Litmini Shor Sadin is also Din Torah. But it's not Din. There is Din and there is Litmini Shor Sadin. So Mele, in the Amikabu Kinyan, so it has the Chalishen Din Torah and all the aloches of Ibusadin and everything that are so many Rabbim, I mean, the Mavis Adin, if you prefer the justice in your decisions, and everything, apply to exact Din Pshore too. Pshore doesn't mean, unfortunately, sometimes. I've been seeing a rabbi, you find sometimes a professional Balik Shore, you know, bearer. It's very unfortunate, it's a terrible thing. But I've been seeing a rabbi will find professional bearering who always say according to the wishes of the Baldin when they always say, I mean, that's against the Deen, that's very unfortunate. So Pshore doesn't mean just Hischaivis Mechile, I mean any condition, it's a voluntary agreement. No, it has to be based upon the consent, but it has to be Korav Deen. But in the Deen, there is Deen and there is Lifim Yishor Sadin. So the Pshore has to conform to Lifim Yishor Sadin. Deen, you can pause, you can yearl in chosom. Finishers are deen, you cannot yearl in chosom. As a matter of fact, even then, there is a chosom certainly now. But how about forcing? So there are Vyoshitis and there are more pastors like that. You know, there are many situations. Let's say, the Gemara says in Bomitzie, if somebody found an Aveide, the tesis simon, but we know that the Balin was Mishyayish. How do you know? He lost the Aveide in a city where it's Chuba Akum, and the Akum are not Zoyer and Shmer in Ashoves Aveide. So Mele, there is a presumption that the Baal Aveide was Mishyayish because he assumed that an Akum picked it up. So he forgot about it, so Mishyayish. Then it turned out that the Jew picked it up. And then the Baal Aveide produced the Simon. So he's not mechuyev about beginning to return to him because there is Yush. Even though it has a Simon. But since he lost it in the year Sheruba Akum, some Melee, there is a presumption that the Baal Aveide was Mishyayish. So Yalkidin is not mechuyev to return. But if the Baal Aveide comes and produces the simonim, so mitzad l'knim shor sadin is mechuyev. So the Rav Yoh says, that is my meaning, Rav Yoh, and there are more paskins in Shechonoch like that. He says, are we keife or we are not keife? So he says there are three situations. There are more paskins leading three situations. One situation is where the Baal Aveide is a poor man, and the Mitzvah Aveide is a rich man. So then, not only is it a mitzvah for the Mitzvah, the rich man, to return the Aveide to the